It's a 92.5 Triple M Gold Summer. Top of 28 today, not as hot as yesterday. Maybe a storm coming through later on for the Gold Coast. It's Triple M Breakfast, Flan Alley and Spider. 8.41 an hour later on the Tweed. That siege in Labrador has been going since 4.30 yesterday afternoon. And we've got the very latest now, Spider.
For the very latest now from Brown Street in Labrador, Bianca Stone, Channel 7 Sunrise. What's happening with the siege there, Bianca?
Good morning, guys. Well, I can confirm just in the past 10 minutes or so, police have made an arrest. I understand the man has been taken into custody peacefully. He is okay to check him out. They're still actually in there at the scene at the moment. We've just had another lot of firefighters go in there as well because we had that issue with the gas bottle too. So they'll be going in there to make sure all of that is okay. But can confirm the siege has ended peacefully.
Thank goodness.
16 hours after it started. So police did an incredible job to get this to resolution.
Well, that's excellent news for all the residents. How are they holding up?
Look, all the residents are in pretty good spirits. For some of them, this has been quite an exciting morning for them. Lots of them have been evacuated. It's disrupted their lives, of course. Mm-hmm. But the ones who were in the units that weren't so close to where this was all happening have actually filmed lots of things going on inside the unit complex to show us exactly what's been going on in there. Confronting for children, of course, because there's lots of police and firefighter activity, but very good news that it has resolved peacefully.
Can you give us an update? What were some of his demands? Were there any pizzas or food or McDonald's or anything of interest?
No, not that I know. I did ask police what the demands were, but it was more talking to the man. So there's been some family issues, so it's more talking to him about those issues and trying to get him to come out peacefully and not do any harm to himself,
right?
Because he was just in there by himself, remember? By himself, and we don't know whether he was armed with anything else, but the threat was that he was going to blow up the place with a gas bottle.
Bianca, I think it's possibly the third or fourth siege that I've spoken to you about over the years. What have you learnt about them from reporting on them? I'm glad to hear that everybody's safe, but what have you learned about negotiating and their skills?
Yeah, they are incredible people. So these are police officers who go through this special training course to become police negotiators. So it's in addition to their police training. Look, they're quite incredibly impatient. They're patient. They know how just to calmly talk to people. It's that low monotone voice that you hear over the loudspeaker, calmly talking through things, reassuring. These people are probably going through a really tough time in their life. You know, we can't speculate as to what's happening in their lives to bring them to this point, but obviously it's something pretty horrible. Police negotiators are incredible people. More patience than what I've got. Yeah. I can't even negotiate my kid putting their shoes to school.
Well, I was going to ask you, do they do radio contracts?
Yes, exactly.
Well, that calm and reassuring person, Spider's thinking he might have a crack at becoming a police negotiator.
Mate, I'd be out the door.
I would not like to see that. I don't think it'd end very peacefully.
I understand. Whereas with me, Mari's supreme and I'm out the door.
Bianca, thanks for your time this morning. Glad that everything's ended peacefully out at Labrador.
Indeed. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bianca.
Thanks.